Onto some music that's definitely worth talking about. From Scarlet's Roses, we move on to Scarlet Echo. Hey. My thoughts precisely, Hannah. Here's the new single from Scarlet Echo, Lose Control.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
It is the sound of Scarlet Echo and Lose Control here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Scarlet Echo also join me in the studio now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Oh, welcome to Phoenix FM. Back to Phoenix FM. Delete as applicable. Right, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm the drummer.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm lead vocalist and I play rhythm guitar.
Hi, I'm Jamie and I play guitar.
I'm Mitch, I'm the pianist.
We have a pianist now.
Ooh, nice. Right, Hannah and Mitch, you need to come closer to your microphones because you do kind of sound
problems.
Like
problems. Oh, there we go. I can hear myself now. Woo. There we go.
Right, well, it is good to have you all here. Stroke back. We'll talk about how busy you've been. You were last with us sometime last year,
yeah,
I think.
We were. Quite a while ago, actually.
I think it was.
Good,
yeah.
To be back.
It is definitely good
stuff,
to be back.
It?
Yes. Yes. Thanks. Yes, but you have been incredibly busy since then.
Yeah.
Who are the newcomers in the band? Make yourselves known.
Make yourself known.
Oh,
who
me.
Are you?
Yeah, we've got me and Jamie, I think are the newies.
The newbies.
Newest.
Yeah, newest. Yeah.
Indeed.
They're okay, they're doing all right, you know. Yeah.
Right, I think first things first, we'll start with you, Hannah. How long have Scarlet Echo been going in some shape or form?
Ages and ages and ages, now, goodness. Probably about 4 years, but myself and Mitch have been part of Scarlet Echo for about 3 years now. It's been many different lineups, and it's taken us this long to actually find a fantastic drummer and an amazing guitarist at last. I think we finally found the people who we really believe in and who we really think this will actually go somewhere. Don't you think, Mitch? He's not. That's good. Mitch,
yes.
Mitch is awake.
Yes, that is good.
Very good. But yeah, it's taken us this long, and it's great to have these guys on board. They bring so much to the band as a whole. It's brilliant.
Aww.
Oh, it's nice.
Lovely. Lovely. We'll be having a listen to what they bring to the band in a bit. But I think we should point out here that Alex, of course, is a seasoned veteran of the local scene.
Your girl.
even though she is new to Scarlet Echo.
Working my way around the Essex scene, I think.
we should just fire her next week. You know? I'm getting bored.
Right. Well, I think because of course Alex, you were last with us way back in late 2012 as part of My Heroin. I don't know how much of that part of your life you remember.
Thanks.
It's a bit of a blur, actually.
But yes, that was when you were last with us, and of course we were music on the fact that your first appearance on the show was 5 years ago, which establishes you as a Curveballs legend.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that. At least you didn't say I was old.
She's 18.
I'm a legend.
Would I? Yes. Yes. Legendary.
Thanks.
So
you got legend status. How do I achieve?
No, wait. Legend. Wait for it.
Oh.
Derry.
Oh. Oh.
I think it's fairly safe to say, Hannah, that you are on your way to it as well.
Thank you, Nick.
Like a fine wine.
Okay, I'll go with that idea. That's cool. What about Mitch?
Mitch, how many appearances? This is appearance two on Curveball.
I think it's his two for Mitch.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So you're making your way there as well. The thing is, that means you've all been on the show a different number of times.
Except
this has got to be a first.
Jamie. This is actually Jamie's very first radio interview.
Yes, this is Jamie's first, Mitch's second,
yeah.
Hannah's third, and Alex.
I've lost count.
Yeah.
I've just lost Nick. Okay.
Alex, yeah. I was trying to think about this the other day about people who've been on the show the most, and I think you are in the top 10.
Really?
So
wow.
Right.
Oh,
but yes, but enough statistics, I think. Enough statistics, we've got all your stories about all the drummers that you found before you found Alex.
Oh yes, yes.
But first of all, I think we've been building you up, and now I think we need to hear some more of your music. So what track are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a new one that we've all written together. This is called Mainstream.
Take it away, Scarlet Echo, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
grey pedestals. So frequently, it's disjointing us all. They mean no harm, no opinions they cast. It's a mind numbing time, it won't last. There's no justice in the mainstream.
Is the sound of Scarlet Echo live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, live and loud, I think it's fair to say.
Were we loud, Nick?
You were loud. Really? Yes. Yeah, apparently.
You were. Oh, I'm Nick, I apologise.
That's okay, these things happen. That track by Scarlet Echo was entitled Mainstream. And so I think what we should say, you talked a lot about how you've arrived at this lineup and this sound, and how would you describe Scarlet Echo's sound now and how it's evolved?
I think Hannah's got this one.
Oh, do you think so? No, I'm kidding. We'd like to describe our sound as echospheric. We've actually come up with this term collectively because I think we've gotten to the stage now where a lot of people don't know where to put us genre-wise. A lot of people would say, oh, these guys are punk or these guys are alternative, but we don't feel that we kind of fit that anymore. We've kind of grown a lot more, we've matured more in our music, especially, like, I hope that people realise that we've changed a lot as people, and definitely through our music. So we'd like to use the term echospheric, and it would be great if people started using it with us, because I think it defines us as a band now.
I think I'm blaming James.
We're blaming him.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of sounds that you produce, Jamie, it's insane.
We don't know where these come from.
Yeah.
Tell them where they come from, Jeff.
They come from my board of magic pedals.
Magic pedals?
Yeah. That's just.
I think Nick's going to show everyone on the
For those of you listening on FM, I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing lots of boxes that are lots of different colours. There's an orange one, a green one. They've got lots of dials.
Sorry, Nick. There's a red and a black one, yeah.
Yes, there's a red one. Hey, there's two black ones
oh
there.
My God.
Anyone that wants to sound echospheric will need an orange one, a green one, and a blue one. Your local guitar store will help you with that.
There you go, listeners. And they will know so much more about it than I ever could. Echospheric is a word that I'm happy to use.
Are you happy with that?
I am happy to use that.
Apart from Jamie's, I mean, a lot of our music at the moment is we're really influenced by a lot of ambient stuff and a lot more electronica that's coming from Alex. She's bringing a lot to the band sampling-wise, and it's changed us an awful lot as a band, which is fantastic. So, stratospheric, off we go.
Indeed. Good stuff. And on the subject of things you've been listening to, let's listen to one of the tracks that you've brought along with you. What track are we going to listen to first?
Shall I? As I've got.
Go for it. You choose.
I really am into Sneaker Pimps again at the moment, and I think I want to educate the rest of the band.
I have no idea. I heartily endorse this because
I really like this album
That's
too.
That's cool.
And I'm going to go for something that people wouldn't normally go for. Track 8.
What's it called?
It's called Roll On by Sneaker Pimps. Becoming
X album.
That's
quite a cool name, Sneaker Pimps.
I should point out this is one of my favourite tracks from the album as well.
Thank you.
Wait, someone knows it.
It's a wicked track, and if you don't like Sneaker Pimps, you're gonna.
Sorry. Indeed.
Sorry, Mum.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sneaker Pimps.
Roll on, these dogs roll on.
from the album Becoming X. That is the Sneaker Pimps and Roll On, as chosen by my guest tonight, Scarlet Echo. So yes, I think we educated them well there, Alex.
I think
that
so.
That was quite interesting, actually, yeah. I must say. Did you like that, Jay?
It was a good song.
Yeah, it was quite cool, actually.
Cool.
We are now Sneaker Pimped.
Indeed.
That was
quite
good.
Indeed, you're really into the putting band names into words and sentences now, aren't you?
With the whole, so yes.
I think you're going to try and do that with every band that we play for.
I could do that, Nick. Pay me, yeah. Okay.
Crashing on. Hello to everyone to people who've joined us in the chat room. Hello to Stuart in Hertfordshire and Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana.
Hi, Coach.
He's saying.
Do you know this man?
Hello, Coach.
Who is Coach?
Alex is only his favourite female drummer.
Are you? Hey.
Yes, Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana. Oh yes.
Hello.
He does say Alex and Hannah are simply gorgeous.
Oh, so. Yes. Ding, he's mine.
Did I not get a mention from Coach?
To be honest, Jamie, I'm sure if you were the sort that he went for, he would say the same thing about you as well.
With Mitch's beard, come on.
Yeah.
Mitch's beard. You know, yes. Mitch has been followed by like tons of beard companies since we put his picture on Instagram. Okay. So you know,
I will say it's a better beard than mine.
It's quite a good beard.
So there we go. Right, now that we've got the image consultant type stuff out of the way,
yes.
I think we can safely conclude that none of us here need an image consultant. Well, maybe me, but never mind.
Didn't want to say anything, Nick.
And it's probably for the better that you didn't, because I'm an expert at ripping myself to pieces.
Oh,
so.
Nick.
Yay.
Right, I think we'd better crash on and focus on you. I would say the talented people in this room, but hey.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Right, well, you're the most talented people in here, so let's focus on you and. We played the new single Lose Control earlier. When and where are people going to be able to get their hands on it?
It will be available on free download on SoundCloud from the 7th of June onwards. And our new music video that we shot will be playing on our website, which is www.scarletecho.co.uk.
What can we expect from the video?
What can you expect? You just have to wait and see. This is a new Scarlet Echo. Hmm.
Fair enough.
That was quite cool.
Element. It's almost like it was rehearsed.
Yeah, that wasn't actually. Okay.
No, this is the thing.
You just got away and see. It's a complete change from what we've done before, but what we've done previously. So
there's a lot of running.
There is a lot of running involved. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Did you have to do any of the running yourselves?
No, because like you said, Nick, we are the talent. So no. So no.
Excellent. Are there plans for more new material to come out soon?
Yes. Hopefully we'll be recording in the next couple of weeks after our single launch, which is also going to be on the 7th of June at the Essex Arms in Brentwood. So if anyone locally wants to come along, you're more than welcome to. So probably in the next couple of weeks, I expect.
Yeah.
We're nodding.
I'd like to.
She'd like to. So we might as well.
Fair enough.
We've got so much material that we've been working on.
Definitely. I think we have, haven't we?
Yeah.
Since these guys have joined, we've kind of just gone from like doing tiny little pieces to really texturising our sound much more. I mean, we get into studio after a couple of weeks, and Mitch is standing there writing a bass riff. I'm kind of like, oh, we really all like that. Can we do something with that? You know.
Yeah.
So we come up with all these ideas, and it's just a matter of finishing, I think, everything, isn't it, guys?
Yeah. A lot of unfinished songs.
Songs are getting longer.
Yeah, definitely. But, the more stuff we write, we hope it's getting better and better, and we hope that people recognise that it's departure from our previous rock alternative stuff. So.
Mm.
Yeah. Excellent. Right. Well, plenty to look forward to. Let's have a listen to another of the tracks that you've brought along with you. What track should we listen to next?
Okay. I've chosen my favourite band, Radiohead. A song from 2003 called There There. That was quite a big single for them.
Do you know this? Yes, oh. I do know Radiohead.
Boom.
Righto. Well, here is a bit of Radiohead for you listeners and a track entitled There There. It is the sound of Radiohead here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled There There, as chosen by my guest tonight, Scarlet Echo. So what do Radiohead mean to you?
Well, they've been my favourite band since I was 13. That's when that album came out, House of the Thief. They'd been around a long time before that, but that was the first I'd heard of them. And it's just, as a guitar player, they've got three excellent guitarists in that band. And yeah, there's just so much I learned from listening to them. Yeah, I'd say that they're the biggest influence of a long list.
Excellent. So we are going to hear another track of yours live in the studio in just a moment. But we've heard the new single, and we've got more, and there's more on the horizon. So what track are you going to do for us next?
We're going to play another new one of ours. We wrote this all collectively, which was really great. It's something quite a departure from our earlier stuff. This next one is called Factory Floor.
Factory Floor.
Factory Floor, yeah.
Excellent. Take it away. Scarlet Echo here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
2, 3.
For the rat race has begun.
Excellent.
Did you enjoy that, Nick? I'd really
yes.
We'd really like to know what everyone thinks, because we've never played these live or anything. Or so.
Ah.
If there's anyone on the chat room or anything, give us some feedback.
Yes.
Really like
Unless
that.
It's really negative feedback.
If it's negative, we don't want to hear
We it. Like these songs. We don't want to drop them.
Right, well, you can let them know either in the Phoenix FM chat room, phoenixfm.com. You can also email us radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet us @phoenixfm. Coach Mahaffey's clapping loudly.
Hey!
You fancy sending us a tweet? We love
it. Yeah, we
love
tweets,
it,
don't we?
Mm.
Yes, @ScarletEcho1.
ScarletEcho1.
Because there's already a ScarletEcho.
There is. Who is that?
I don't know, but we'll find them.
It's disgusting.
Indeed. Track them down. Chances are they're not anywhere near as echospheric as you are. So.
Whoa, he's getting hashtag it. Boom.
Excellent. Hello to Jay in Ireland, who also says, good feedback from me, thumbs up.
Yay, thank you, Jay.
And Stuart in Hertfordshire, who says, many claps.
We like you, Stu.
So there we go. That is
a good amount of claps.
That's good. That,
yes.
good. That was quite a few, wasn't it, actually?
Indeed. Scarlet Echo live here in the Phoenix FM studio with their guitars, distortion pedals, and voice. The microphones don't know what hit them.
I didn't realise that was that loud. I feel really bad now.
I know. I was kind of slightly moving it away. Oh. It's difficult to judge the angle from here. That's okay. That's okay. People seem to still like it. So
that's cool.
So yes, the track was entitled Factory Floor.
Yeah.
And you're talking about recording that you're doing. So when hopefully will those recordings see the light of day?
We're probably going to be releasing them as singles. What we'd like to do is we'd like to film a music video of each of them and probably release July, August sometime. So it won't be an EP of sorts, it will just be singles because it's more, you know, effective.
you can kind of yeah. put them out more often.
More instant, yeah. Grab hold of it quickly.
That's the idea anyway.
Excellent. Well, it's an idea that will serve you well, I'm sure.
Thank
and we
you.
Look for and we look forward to hearing those singles. Now, you mentioned that you've got the Essex Arms coming up on the 7th of June.
Yeah.
And do you have plans for more live stuff? After that,
we've got a gig on the 6th of June as well. Actually, on the Friday.
It's our warm-up gig. It's at the Basement, supporting a band called The White Gospel, who haven't gigged in about 5 years' time. So it's going to be quite explosive for them. Quite a lot of people, we hope, anyway. But if you're around Chelmsford, it'd be fantastic to see you.
Excellent. And what you just heard is what they will sound like.
I think we've tempted
them enough. So in the meantime, let's have a listen to another of your musical choices. What track are we going to listen to next?
This is Mitch's choice this time. Dun, 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 dun.
What is your choice?
Oh, mine is Golden Age by Beck.
Hey.
Oh.
It's probably the only mainstream album he's done his entire career. So it's kind of odd for me to choose.
He has it on his iPod.
Yeah, it's here somewhere, sorry.
Throughout the band today, guys, just to like tell everyone, we didn't actually know what Mitch's track was going to be, and this was supposed to be the great surprise. Were you shocked by that at all?
Not really.
You weren't? Were you shocked?
No. I wasn't shocked by it.
You weren't shocked by it? Oh.
I was going to choose like the NWA, but I thought, you know,
really?
Political correctness and stuff probably wasn't the best idea.
I like how
I don't actually, no.
Expect a track that's not on his iPod, is it?
Oh,
so
that's brilliant.
I love how I bought CDs and everyone else bought an iPod. Surprised you didn't bring vinyl, Han.
If anyone likes vinyl, just talk to me, okay? Talk to me, people. We're going to do a shout out for Pickle. Was it Pickle Chops?
Pickle Chops vinyl shop.
In Battlesbridge is amazing. Go there. If you like vinyl, absolutely fantastic.
Right, Mitch, it's asking, this is really boring, people. It's asking me to fill something in before we play it. This is live radio for you people. And it's also it's a good sign of the modern age. Right, what button do I press? Just that one. Right,
we could
here
sing
we
it.
Go.
We could all sing the track.
I don't know the track.
Thank you.
I was wondering when that was going to stop and if it was going to be quite sudden, but there you go. Beck and Sea Change here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Scarlet Echo, and we've got one more musical choice coming up from them next. So we've talked about upcoming gigs, upcoming recordings as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely. So you've got two gigs coming up at the start of June. Mm-hmm. And are there plans beyond that? Is there somewhere that because you've not been gigging for a while, is there somewhere you'd really like to play and like to get back to?
Well, there's so many venues between us that we've played. But obviously never played as Scarlet Echo together.
We wrote an avoid list more than that.
Yes, we did write an avoid list.
We did actually, didn't we?
Purely because we're too lazy to travel.
No, we're not.
Right, let's not name any names in case they get the wrong idea.
I think for myself and Mitch, because we've been in Scarlet Echo quite a while, we've gigged around Essex, haven't we, Mitch, for such a long time.
Yeah.
I think we really just want to move on and go somewhere, not being biased or anything like that at all, but we've done a lot in Essex.
Mm.
And there are some fantastic bands here. It's just our genre. I think our genre of music isn't quite fitting as much as.
But
I suppose,
at the same time, I think
we can change people's minds.
We're very new. It's very new, and I think that until we start gigging again and people get to know the name and again, you know, and refresh, I think it will start just snowballing. To be honest.
Yeah.
But in regards to London, I mean, I really want to work with Hotvox again. I just think they're just a lovely promotion team. And they just look after you. So
Alex in a previous band has been all over the UK, and it's great to have someone on board like this who actually has been there and done it, because we haven't got a clue. Seriously, we haven't. I mean, so it's great. So hopefully we'd like to go down to Brighton, because Alex has been down there quite a lot.
I think the main thing at the moment is that we want to try and get all new recordings, get stuff that we can show people and give to people. You know, we want stuff that people can take away from a gig rather than just, ooh, cool, they were cool. What was their Facebook name? Yeah. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
So
that's why we're doing free CDs, aren't we, Joe? Mm. So
Free CDs.
So anyone who can come to our gig, we're actually remixing Lose Control. We've given it to a couple of DJs and quite a few of our friends to actually push it even further, which will be really interesting to hear, actually. Because
we're really excited about it.
Yeah, we are, actually. It's quite something new to us, because one of your friends is a rap artist. Not a rap artist.
He makes hip-hop and R&B, which is very different to the single. So we can't wait to see what he comes up with.
Yeah.
Someone else is doing like an IDM style one, so it should be really interesting. See what we get.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll push it out even more. Like we say, all of our music will be free, because we just need to push it out as much as possible. We want as many people to hear it as possible. We're not in this to make money at the moment. Seriously, we just want to gig, have fun, show people what we can do, and be the best that we can.
Excellent. I think that answers the question of Coach Mahaffey, aka Mike, who asked if it's going to be on iTunes, because it's going to be available to.
You can get it free on SoundCloud. Don't you?
SoundCloud. So
SoundCloud,
yes.
It will be. Don't panic at all, Mike.
Right. He wants you to send a CD, but he does say you can come to Louisiana.
Hell yes. When are we going? Thank you very much, Mike.
I think you got yourself a deal there.
Ding. Well, Jay, you've been to the USA quite a bit, haven't you?
I've never been to Louisiana though.
Oh.
I'm sure it's lovely.
Yes.
I would love to go. Sounds nice.
Mitch, we need a holiday, yeah?
His face kind of twitched just
a
bit there.
His beard twitched.
Beard twitched. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's good that everyone is going to be able to get their hands on the new Scarlet Echo single, and so you should, people. Okay, you have one more musical choice for us. What's it going to be?
I picked a track.
Surprise!
Excuse me. Hang on one second, yeah. This track is by Joy Division. We all kind of like Joy Division. I'm going like this because I don't know if Alex does.
Who's
going to
surprise us, are we?
I really like this track. This means a lot to me. So it's got fantastic drums in. It's a band that totally changed music, I think, anyway. Absolutely amazing. This is Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Yay! Shall I hand this to you, Nick?
Yes, you should.
There we go.
Should we pull out the cassette?
Oh, yes.
Right, it's in, and now I press this button.
This button, I must press.
Wind it up.
Oh, it works.
I'm
It is the sound of Joy Division, and Love Will Tear Us Apart here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and it's the final musical choice of my guest tonight, Scarlet Echo.
You nearly forgot it then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Get it right, Nick.
Yeah.
And back here again.
Yeah, I got
stuck.
Yes. So, well, I suppose before you go, then, as it might be the last time for a while.
I don't know, Nick. I might come back next week.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Might be in another band next week. You never know.
Just to let you know, we fire Alex because you've been through so many dramas. Okay, that's the way we roll.
Yeah, I want to hear this story.
No, you tell
about the dramas.
I'm gonna let Mitch tell the story. Actually.
Let's just say that Scarlet Echo have been through so many drummers in their time that there's probably one listening right now.
Yes, I expect they are.
Yes, and let's hope that it's not the one who was slightly economical with his age, and let's hope it was the other one who wasn't really boring, and let's hope it was the other one who just couldn't play more than one beat in a minute.
Sounds like me. Just all of that.
I don't know why you're here.
And I still don't know why I turned up with a flute and they still hired me.
No, Alex is in this band because her versatility on drums was fantastic. And Jamie came in and completely blew our minds musically. We totally had no idea what he was playing. Are you right over there?
Yeah, sorry.
Everyone's talking in the background. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, it's a mix of versatility and mind-blowingness.
Yes, that sounds really bad, doesn't it?
No, I think it's good. It's good reasons to hire people as band members, I think.
Okay, cool.
So yes, right, now we're going to get out of these holes we've just dug ourselves, and where is the place that people can go to find out more about Scarlet Echo?
Well, you can go on the internet, and you can go to our website called scarletecho.co.uk. If you didn't hear that, it was scarletecho.co.uk.
Echo.
And on there is all links to all social media. We are also on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel,
which we're going to have
obviously all our videos and stuff up.
Yeah.
But we're always on Twitter and we're always on Facebook. So you
can always... We're addicted. It's really bad.
We are really, really social.
But with our music video, it's only going to be shown on our website, so people can only see it on the website. So when it comes out, that is the place to go. It will be eventually released on YouTube, but our website is the main place where everything is going to be. Our SoundCloud will be up there, everything about us.
Rightio. And remind people of that website again.
It is www.scarletecho.co.uk.
Yes, indeed. Scarlet Echo, one word, remember people. Right, finally, if you have any shout outs, do make them know.
Shout.
Out. just to everyone who's listening, really, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate the support.
We'd love to see some people who are commenting actually come to our gigs because we're building back up again.
Remind us where the gigs are.
6th of June, we are at the Basement in Chelmsford. 7th of June is our single launch, which is at the Essex Arms in Brentwood. Okay, come down, people. We'd like to see you there.
Indeed. Well, scarletecho.co.uk is the place to go to find out more. I think it's fair to say that the future very much starts here. Scarlet Echo, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Nick.
Thanks.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.